Well, Mark, first of all, captain in Clonhilly into a Donegal intermediate final. Tell me what that means to you.
Oh, listen, it's massive now. It's a massive privilege to captain your club and not just in general. It's a massive honour to captain your club, but to reach an intermediate final now, it's a massive honour and it's great to feel in, you sort of.
Yeah, and the journey has been a great one.
Oh, listen, it's been topsy-turvy since the very start. We had a slow start to the intermediate campaign. Like, we kind of fell over the line in most of our games, but listen, two massive battles there against Ballyshannon, and kind of we're just glad we came out in the right end of it at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah, the only Division One team in the intermediate championship. That was a little bit of expectation. You were going to be, you had a target on your back every game.
Listen, kind of the favourites for the intermediate was kind of just thrown on us because we are the Division One team. But listen, it's intermediate, it's championship football, like, so the wee dogs or the Division Three teams aren't going to lie down for anyone. Like we played Glenties and. Glenties this year in Division 1, that's what it's like for Division 3 teams. Is you're playing the big team, like, so you want to go out and give it everything you have. Fair play to them. I think Niamh Breach and Niamh Conkill, we just about beat them, and we only drew with Red Hughes, so credit them, smaller teams. Intermediate is very tight, and we knew at the start of the year that we weren't going to walk it just because we were Division 1, so we had to deal with that.
And you have got stronger as well. Jason McGee has returned to fitness. Darren McGeever, we're seeing, getting that wonder goal. He's coming back from Australia, so you have got stronger as well, personnel-wise.
We have, yeah. Jason was injured for the first couple of games. He came on for 15 minutes against Neve Alton, and listen, Darren McGeever came back for championship from Australia, which is massive commitment for your club, but fair play to him, and he popped up with the winner there this evening. But we kind of have been getting stronger as we go on, so which is good, you know.
And this team has evolved too, you know. You're not that terribly long in the senior team, are you?
No, I'm only in it kind of 3 years properly. I think I came in after we got relegated from senior championship, so I've been kind of in and out of playing reserves and that, but I'm kind of in it now and hopefully in it for the long run, you know.
Yeah, and as I said, you know, in the final now, suppose the only thing is you've only got a couple of days to prepare for it.
That's it. Our legs will be heavy in that now. It's only a 3-day turnaround really, but listen, we'll go down and we'll get things sorted and we'll get our recovery done, and we would have probably liked a bit more time to prepare for it, maybe training session or that, but we'll probably not get that now, you know. But listen, it is what it is. We're in the final, you know.
As these two games of the era were created a buzz around the parish.
It was kind of, I don't know, it's hard to know if we left it behind us there on Saturday or they left it behind us. It was topsy-turvy. We're kind of, in a normal time, they had it and we came back, and then it was the same vice versa, then in extra time. And listen, out there was a massive game. But there will be a buzz. You have two teams in the intermediate finals, so there will be a good buzz around the parish.
It'll be lights out, last man out, put out the lights.
Well, surely, there'll be no one. There'll be Tumbleweed and Falcaris that will come Sunday.
Yeah, so tell me about St. Ogg's. Do you know much of them?
To be honest, I don't know. Well, we watched them up in Fintra against Glen Colmkill, and they're 9 points down there at one stage and they came back, so listen, they're going to be a good team. They're not in a final for no reason, so we'll have to prepare ourselves for that. And I've said before that they're beaten to Glenfinn last year, who won it, and then they're beaten in the final the year before that, so they know what it takes to kind of win it. If you say they've been further than us, this is our first year past the quarter final stage since we were relegated from senior championship, so listen, it's going to be a massive battle.
So it's not that easy to get back up to a final?
Oh, definitely not. No, I think the year we got relegated, we lost to Burt that year, and we lost to Mulford then the year after, and we didn't even get out of the group last year. It shows how tight it is. So, but listen, we knew last year we let ourselves down as a team, and we lost boys to injury and that. But this year, fair play to everyone, they pulled together, and we've kind of been getting stronger. We'll just see how it goes.
So it's a big game now, isn't it? Everyone says sport is sport and it's a final and sure it'll be over on Monday, but it's a big game. A lot of pride at stake.
Listen, it's a massive game now. It's my first kind of final with the club.
And to be captain then?
To be captain, it's a great privilege. I'm clean buzzing, to be honest. And
Mum bringing your breakfast to bed and all that.
Definitely. I'll be getting pampered now for the next couple of days. So hopefully it'll all work out.